Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, that's WCB style, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
So, should you hunt turkeys with a red dot? Well, I think the answer is pretty clear and obvious, but the reasons are probably not what you think. Hey, this is George with the New Hunter's Guide, the podcast and YouTube channel helping new hunters get started and bringing new insights to all hunters. And today, we are talking about putting red dots on turkey shotguns. Now, if you've seen the title of the episode, you can probably already guess my position on the subject. And I've talked about this some here and there in other episodes, but I wanted to give this just its own deep dive and get very specific on this subject. I don't think it has to be a long episode, but I want to just be focused and intentional talking about red dots or low power scopes or whatever optic you might put on a turkey hunting shotgun and why I think this is a very, very good idea. Now, I was once very opposed to red dots on a turkey hunting shotgun, but that has changed drastically over the last couple years. And so today I want to dive in to the reasons why a red dot is a very, very good idea. And when I say red dot, I mean any optic that you might put on a turkey hunting shotgun. I'm just rolling it all up into that phrase for today so I don't have to keep listing an entire group of things every time I mention it. Now, before I go any further, let me just say this, all right? If you don't have a red dot, you do not need to go out and buy a red dot, all right? I am not trying to say you have to have a red dot on your shotgun to be effective turkey hunting. The last 100 years would prove that wrong. Many turkeys have been taken without red dots. It is not critical. It is not needed. You can hunt without one. And if you're new, you probably should hunt without one until you buy other more important stuff first, get your gear situated, and then start thinking about higher order things. But for those who are seasoned, long-term turkey hunters who have a full set of gear, everything that they need, and they're debating between red dot or no red dot, I think absolutely, unequivocally, red dot is better for turkey hunting. And the reason is this. It has nothing to do with range. All right, whether it's a dot or a scope or anything else, it has nothing to do with range. People like it because they say, well, you know, I'm able to reach out further. Well, not really. It may aid your eyes if you've got eyesight, issues or different lighting and things like that. It could potentially be a benefit in those scenarios and to help you if you can't see real good at distance and so on. But generally speaking, this is not about range. I think they're just as helpful at 15 yards as they are at 50 yards. And the number one reason why you might want to use a red dot is because of the very nature of shotguns. Shotguns are different than all other firearms in how they are aimed. All right, rifles, you've got sights, you've got scopes, you've got sights in the rear, sights in the front, peep sight, raised sight, all kinds of different sights. And you have a multi-point aiming system. So the front sight aligns with the rear sight, and when those are in alignment, then you know the round is going to go where you intend it to go. In a scope, the crosshair gives you a fixed point of alignment. And when that crosshair is over the target, assuming that it has been properly sighted in, that is where the round is going to go. On a shotgun, the front sight is the bead on the end of the barrel, and the rear sight is your eyeball. Okay? And so your eyeball, being the rear sight, works perfectly if and only if it is in alignment with the barrel and the front sight. Of course, you can move an inch to the right, an inch to the left, an inch up, an inch down, and you can still put that front bead on that turkey's head or on the base of his neck, which is where you ought to put it, and it looks like you're on target. But you pull that trigger and your eye is an inch left from the barrel or an inch right from the barrel or an inch high off the barrel. And while it looks like that front bead is on the target, it's only on the target from your point of view, which if you're off by an inch to the left, is probably going to put the straight line through that barrel a couple feet off to the side of that turkey's head. And so while it may look to you like your sight picture is lined up, you have to be very experienced and very seasoned to recognize if it's not. And even if you are very experienced and seasoned, in the moment with your heart pounding and a gobbler at 19 yards, and adrenaline is flowing, and maybe your arms are aching for having held the shotgun up for too long, or you don't even want to breathe, you can miss things that you even know to look for. Very common. You know, in deer hunting, it's very common for even people that have hunted for 20 years to get buck fever and shoot at the antlers of the deer. I'd like to say this only happens once or twice a year, but it happens constantly. People just involuntary muscle movement and brain shutdown happen sometimes in these kinds of moments. And so, George, why does this make such a big deal for turkey hunting? Well, for turkey hunting, unlike pretty much all other pursuits of using a shotgun, at least as a scatter gun, you're sitting down for most of your shots. Okay? And when you're in a seated position, and you hear that turkey coming, all right, and your blood begins to pump, and you're going to move and twist and contort and do whatever you need to do to get that shotgun on that turkey so you can bring it home, especially if you're hunting turkeys in an area where turkey hunting is hard, and you're lucky to even see a gobbler in a given season. And finally, you get one coming in, and man, you're going to do whatever you can do. You'll twist, you'll bend. You may be sitting on who knows what. Could be a seat, could be a knot of a fallen log, could be wet ground. Your back might be up against a tree, might be up against the knot of a tree, a boulder. You might be sitting in cover. Who knows? But your body position is so often compromised when turkey hunting, when sitting on the ground and then trying to twist and bend and contort. And with a shotgun, the only way the sight works is if your eye is in the perfect spot every time. and your eye can only be in the perfect spot every time if the butt of that shotgun is in your shoulder in the perfect spot every time, which means your shoulders, your head, and your neck all have to be in the same position with the proper alignment every time. And when all these other things are happening with you sitting on the ground, that very, very often does not occur. And so much of the time, you are out of proper shooting position. You pull that gun up. It looks like that front sight's on its target, although it doesn't matter where you're standing. You can arrange yourself somehow to get that front sight on the target, and you could miss by half a mile. All right, if you want to get extreme about it, but it looks like the sight's on the target. You pull the trigger, nothing happens, and so you blame the choke tube. You blame the ammo. You blame the gun. You do whatever you do, but most people never address the real problem. All right, this is a big deal, and red dots can help you. All right. People think, well, George, I know all that, and I'm able to compensate for it and keep myself lined up in the woods. When you hear that turkey coming in and gobbling, I'm going to tell you, all that rational thought that you have in your mind right now listening to this episode or debating people back and forth on Facebook or in YouTube comments, all that rationality goes. It can go right out the window in part or whole. All that forward thinking, all that strategy, like I said, can just go out the window. When you hear that turkey approaching, when you hear him gobble, when you hear him strutting, all kinds of things that you are so sure about and willing to fight to the death never even cross your mind again. And if you can't hear that turkey coming, well, you've got other problems, which is where the sponsor of this video, Tetra Hearing, comes in. Guys, hearing is maybe the single most important sense when it comes to hunting turkeys. All right, you gotta be able to hear them so much of the time in order to be able to hunt effectively or get the full measure out of the hunt and do all that you want to be able to do. You gotta be able to hear the turkey. All right, if you can't hear them, what do you do? Well, you can hunt them by sight, which is much more difficult, or you could get something like Tetra's Amp Pods, which are calibrated to your personal hearing level, enabling you to compensate for hearing loss. So you put them in your ears just like hearing aids, but they're calibrated to your hearing, and they amplify the sounds that turkeys make, so that you can hear the turkeys coming clearer and from further away than you could even with perfect hearing sitting there in the same spot. All right, they amplify turkey noises and then can raise up the volume level to compensate for your hearing loss so you can hear what's going on. And they also provide ample protection for the occasional shotgun shot when you're hunting turkeys. If you want more protection, then you can jump up to Tetra's Shield Series, which provides outstanding hearing protection for repeated and crazy shooting from what you would do with hunting waterfowl, pheasants, or even sporting clays. And if you want to step up even further than that, you can go to the Custom Shield Series, which gives you unrivaled and unparalleled comfort, as well as maybe just a little bit better seal on the ear and more consistent protection. I've been hunting with the Tetras for years now. The pair that I go out into the woods with, every hunt I bought with my own money. All right, they didn't just give them to me and say, hey, you know, pretend to tell people this is great. I valued them enough to buy them with my own money. They are not cheap, but then again, neither is your hearing and neither is the hunt. People spend thousands of dollars on shotguns, on ammo, on optics like we're talking about today, clothing, gear, blinds. Some people buy land and they work the land and they build on the land and they plant food crops, and then you're not going to be able to hear or you're not going to protect your hearing? That's ridiculous. I think Tetra makes the absolute best stuff on the market. The amp pods are probably the most least expensive way to get into the game if you have hearing loss. Or you go straight to the Shield series, which gives you everything that the amp pods have and more, and then you can go up from there. Guys, I'd encourage you, check them out. Head to the website, newhuntersguide.com. You go to the show notes of this episode, or you just go to the About menu on my website. You just mouse over About, and you will see a link to Tetra's website, as well as a code to get a 10% off your first order of whatever it is that you want to get. Actually, I think it'll work off any order. So even if it's order number 7, you can still get 10% off. I've done full-length reviews in podcast, on YouTube, on my blog, on my website, articles, just everything that can be done, and pretty much all of before Tetra became a sponsor. I was a super fan, and they were very gracious to come on board as a sponsor, so very much appreciate them. Check it out. All right, now you're sitting on the ground, you're hunting these turkeys, they're coming in. And so what do you need to do? Why does a red dot help you? Well, a red dot is sighted in based on the gun, the rifle, the barrel. It's a fixed position sight. And so that dot, wherever it's at, relationship to your eye, it will stay on that target. So if you move your eye to the left a couple inches, the glowing dot in the reticle there appears like it's moving, but it's not moving, you're moving. And if you move too far, you're not able to see the dot anymore. But the dot stays on the same place on the target, regardless of wherever your eye moves. So you could be off an inch to the left, but the dot is still right on the target, just like the crosshairs on a scope. You can sit a little left, little right, little high. If you go too far off to the right or left or up, then you lose picture. You're not able to see the crosshairs anymore. All right, but the crosshairs are going to stay on wherever it's sighted in to be. So whenever that dot is on your target, even if your position is off by a little, the shell will still go where the dot is. And of course, if your position's off too far, you just won't be able to see the dot anymore. But if you can just be close enough to that stalk to be able to see the dot or see the crosshairs, you can usually put the shot where or close to where you want it to be. Whereas if you are off that far without a red dot and you're just trying to guess on it based on the front sight, you could be off by yards, okay? So what the red dot and optic does for turkey hunting is it enables you to compensate for the bad body position that is inherent to hunting on the ground. It has nothing to do with skill level. It has nothing to do with experience. It has nothing to do with how good of a shot you are, or how smart you are, or how many awards you have won in marksmanship. It's just the simple fact that shotguns are designed to be aimed and pointed the same way every time, same mount, same position, same cheek weld, from a standing position, and you sit down against an odd-shaped tree and have to shoot at a weird angle at a turkey, all of that can be compromised and you not even know it. Even if you know to look for it and think about it, you may not even know it. I've stood in the sporting goods store where a guy comes in and just starts yelling at the clerk. He bought a shotgun there, and he's just yelling at the guy behind the counter, who, of course, is probably not even the same guy that sold him the shotgun, but need to yell at somebody. This gun is junk. I need to return it. I'm bringing it back. It is garbage. Blah, blah, blah. And the guy's like, well, why? What happened? He said, well, I missed a turkey at 30 yards. Because this gun doesn't shoot right. It's a piece of junk. It's a piece of garbage. The guy said, oh, well, that doesn't sound good. And he said, so did you pattern test it? The guy's like, what? He said, did you put up a piece of paper and shoot it at 30 yards to see where it shoots? And the guy had no answer for that. He had never done that, never thought about that, never crossed his mind. You know, he's asking him all these questions. How were you shooting? Have you practiced, you know, from sitting position? Did you go out to where you took the shot and set up, you know, just like you were and put some paper up to see what happens? Have you tried it at the range? Well, the guy had never done anything, never thought about anything, didn't know anything about choke tubes, didn't know anything about pattern testing. I don't even remember what ammo he was using. All he knew was he missed a turkey and it was the gun's fault. Well, by the end of that conversation, that guy left with the shotgun, with his tail between his legs, realizing he was an idiot, which is the healthy response. But so many people don't get that revelation, all right? They just keep blaming other things and other people. And you got to think bigger, all right? Like, oh, it's a shotgun. You just point it in the direction of the target and shoot. Yeah, well, you know, that may work standing with trap loads and a modified choke tube at 40 yards, but with a turkey ammo and turkey choke sitting from the ground, I mean, you can have a softball size pattern at 30 yards, baseball size at 25, pretty much golf ball size at 15 yards, and you're basically shooting a rifle. If anything is wrong with your point of aim, you're going to miss, all right? And that's a whole nother episode for a whole nother day on, hey, we need to stop choking that tight and having patterns that are that tight. We'll talk about that at another time. But the bottom line is, you need help when you're shooting from the ground. You cannot just expect all the variables to align perfectly. So a red dot or a scope aids this tremendously. And it is certainly not required, all right? It is certainly not something you must have and must do and can't hunt without. I have certainly killed turkeys without a red dot. But if you're debating yay or nay and you have the resources, I think the advantages are clear, obvious, and undeniable, all right? There is no reason whatsoever other than can't fit it to your gun or don't have the money or, you know, something similar to that, where the reason that you wouldn't use one would outweigh why you would. Now, some reasons, other reasons why maybe you shouldn't use a red dot. You've only got one shotgun. You use that shotgun for everything. It doesn't have a convenient way to mount a red dot that allows you to take it off for hunting other stuff. And so it's just easier to have one shotgun set up one way and hunt everything with it. Totally agree. I've been that guy for years. And it's a fine scenario. It's a fine philosophy. It works just fine. Eventually, though, after years, I got multiple shotguns. And I was able to have a dedicated turkey shotgun with a red dot on it. In fact, I don't know why I'd even have a dedicated turkey shotgun without a red dot. One of the things that kept me from putting an optic on when I had a single shotgun was, you know, you take that optic off for wing shooting and every other hunting season. Then you got to put it back on. You got to sight it back in again. All right, well, that's time. And if you're using TSS, that's big money, too, to take a couple shots. So you can actually save money if you have a dedicated shotgun with a red dot on it. So, should you hunt turkeys with a red dot? If you're financially and logistically able, I think absolutely it compensates for one of the single greatest negatives about turkey hunting and trying to hit birds. Guys, if this was helpful, I would really appreciate it if you head to iTunes, leave a 5-star review with comment. It's the number one way to help grow the show and reach more people. Thank you so much for listening. Till next time, God bless you guys, and go get them in the woods.